We got to grow, church. We're not growing because we're still basing our lives on the foundation. When you're building a house, you lay the foundation, and in order for that house to be built further than it is, you have to lay the center block. You got to go up and block. Then you got to pour the columns. Then you got to pour a belt beam. Then you got to put a roof on top of that house. You see, if you want to get inside that building, you just can't lay the foundation and say, my house is complete. You have to do all the other necessities that needs to build a house. And in order to grow in Jesus Christ, you have to do all the necessities that Jesus Christ instructs us to do. Study, pray, read your word, live the life, witness the people, let people see Jesus Christ living within inside of you. But if you're not growing, let me give you some reasons why you're not growing. Number one, you're still acting like a child. St. Paul says in the 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. A lot of us aren't growing. It's because we're still acting like little children. We need somebody to tell us what God's word says. Get into it for yourself. You know, the Bible says when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the veil was rent in two. So you have automatic directions. You have the rights to go boldly to the throne of God for yourself. You don't need to go to no pastor or priest or any other person anymore to find out what's the revelation of God's word. You go to God for yourself. Ask him. You have not because you ask not. And sometimes we ask and we don't get it because we ask amiss. And the reason why we ask it amiss, because we only want it because we see someone else have it. I want to be just like that preacher up there. He's so powerful. Hey, God might never call you to preach. Use the gift that God gives you and use it correctly. Ain't everyone is called to preach. You know, one fella said one time, some were called, some went, and some were sent. If you went, you're in problems. You ain't gonna get no blessings from God. See, God called you, he equips you, and then he ships you out. And the foxes can tell you that. They are Americans, but they are missionaries here to the Bahamas. The reason why, they were called by God. God then equipped them, and then he provided a way for them to come here to be missionaries. Let me tell you something. I just can't pick up right now and say, I'm going to be a missionary to the United States. Hey, God didn't call me to be a missionary to the United States. I will call to preach the words here in Liberty Baptist Church, and here will I stand until God provides a way for me to move. But you see, if I just automatically pick up and go, some troubles and trials, it's going to be in the way. And then you're going to wonder, why, ho, I'm out there preaching the word of God. I'm doing all these things for God. Hey, but God didn't ask you to go. He didn't call you. You're acting like a child. A lot of times we sit down in the pews in the church and listen to the word of God, but guess what? We're not absorbing what the man of God is telling us. We're not taking in what God's word is saying to us. We're still babes. Paul said, I couldn't give you the meat because I've looked through you. I've seen it. You can't handle the good stuff. I got to still feed you milk. You're just like my son home right now. Got to give him milk. You don't look like a fool. I would look like a fool to sit my son down to the table and put a plate in front of him with chicken, macaroni, potatoes, salad, and peas and rice and tell him, vain, eat. How foolish would I look? He'd look at me and burst out of crying. And he'll be saying to himself, Daddy, you're a fool. I can't eat that. I ain't got no teeth. That's how a lot of us are in our Christian walk. We ain't got no teeth yet. So that's why God is not revealing the good stuff of his word to us. Because we're still thinking like little children. We're not cultivating to be able to understand the word of God. 1 Corinthians 14:20 says, brethren, Be not children in understanding, albeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be strong men. Be men, be women in understanding the word of God. You have to be a grown person. You have to be mature to understand what God's word is saying. You see, let me tell you something. God might give you a little piece. He can't give you the full revelation of his word. It's because you can't take the full revelation of his word. You see, God knows all things. God sees all things. God hears all things. And he knows where you are in your Christian walk. You see, if you're mature enough, he will give you the understanding of the word. And a lot of us wonder why. A lot of us just wonder why. When we have a foreign person comes in, a preacher comes in preaching, how they can break down the word of God to you so simple. It's because they are growing maturely in the word of God. They're studying daily. They're reading their word. They're praying daily. They're asking God to continue to lead them in the right direction. But we sit back. We come to church. We come to church. Most of us come to church to relax. One fella said one time, that's the only place I can get some rest. It's in church. If I'm home, someone calling me on the phone. Someone want this done, someone want that done. But when I go to church, I get relaxed. Church ain't no place for you to come to relax. It's come for you to hear the word of God. So you can feed your soul. To take you through the day as you grow along. As you go along until you meet together back as brethren. So you can have something to go on. But you know why a lot of us are not growing maturely? It's because we're not focusing. We're not striving after Jesus Christ. We're not striving after Jesus Christ. A lot of us made the profession of faith. A lot of us said the prayer. A lot of us prayed and we came to this altar and we said, Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. We accepted that, and that's as far as we take it. We're not striving after the idea of Jesus Christ. My Bible tells me in Ephesians 4 and verse 13, it says, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the message of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We got to pursue our journey. St. Paul says, I press towards the mark for the high calling which is in Jesus Christ. Are you pressing this morning towards that mark? Or are you living the life as pleasing to yourself and thinking within your mind that, hey, I don't have to go any further than I am right now. I don't have to go any further or do anything. All I know is that I'm saved and forget about everything else. But your job is to let other people know about Jesus Christ. Your job is to let people know that Jesus Christ is still saving today. Jesus Christ is still in the healing business. But you see, you're not doing it because you're not growing maturely in the word of God. You can't do it because you don't know anything about it. You're thinking like little children. But you got to go deeper, church. You got to be a partaker of the deeper truths of the word of God. You got to partake of the truths of the gospel. And in order to do that, the Bible says in Hebrews 5 and verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. You see, you ain't gonna get no strong meat if you don't grow. I can continue feeding you milk. And you may wonder why, you know, people come to the church and they don't come back. And they go to another church. And when they go to that church, they don't come back. It's because every time they come, they're in one thing over and over and over. It's because you can't give nobody else no stronger word of God. Because the people can't take it. We got to grow. We got to study. We got to let the people know that we know the word of God. Every time we arrive, repentance. Hey, it's one of the main things in life. You got to repent. Jesus says, unless you repent, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. But in order to get the meat, after repentance, you start growing. St. Paul said, yeah, man, you know, I got to give you a little bit of the, little bit of that good stuff, a little bit of the milk, so you can start growing. And then as you go along, you move from milk, and then they start putting a little bit of cereal inside your milk. Then you take you off of that milk, start giving you a little bit of baby food. They start giving you some soft stuff like carrots and potatoes and stuff. And then eventually the mommy start to mash up the food and feed you some of that good stuff out of that piece and rice and stuff. Then eventually when them teeth come out, you start biting people when they push it in your mouth. So you start to grow. A baby don't stay a baby all the days of his life. He grows. So you cannot stay a child in your Christian life every day of your life. You have to grow maturely. And if you're not growing, you're not living the life that is pleasing to God. You're not pressing towards the mark of the high calling.